This is Joanna Schrader reporting for Domestic Fuel, and I'm with Tom Bias, the CEO of Growth Energy. Tom, how are you?
I'm great, Joanna.
Well, Tom, thanks for joining us. We're actually in Shenandoah, Iowa today. We had an amazing announcement. Bioprocess LG is getting ready to commercialize their Elgo biomass facility. And, we're going to get to that, but the first question I have for you, Tom, is what do you think about the EIA coming out and predicting that our gas prices are going to go up 40% this summer?
Joanna, you and I have talked about this in the past. I think it's a shame. You know, for 40 years, this nation has been addicted to foreign oil. We got our first wake-up call with the OPEC oil embargo in the early 70s, and we've made very little progress in moving forward to reduce that dependence on foreign oil, except for ethanol. We're 10% of the fuel source. We can be more. We just need to take off those caps so we can move forward. Just this past week, night before last in Washington, I paid $4.19 for a gallon of fuel. And as the EIA has projected and everyone knows, there's a lag time between the higher oil prices that we're paying and the time it gets refined to gasoline. We've got the summer driving season getting ready to start. And that impact on our American economy is going to be tremendous. Every recession we've had as a nation since World War II has been preceded by high gas prices. And I don't know how many times we have to have these wake-up calls. Let's move forward. We know we can do it. You're sitting here at a plant today that's living proof that we can produce our own energy here. Let's go.
Well, Tom, ethanol right now, you know, just with the first, you know, what some people like to call first generation, but what the ethanol industry's been able to do in 5-6 years is phenomenal. How is ethanol saving consumers' price at the pump now? And if we were to take all that ethanol away, what would happen to our gas prices?
Well, it's saving consumers anywhere from on the low end, 17 cents per gallon, to up to 50 cents per gallon, depending upon the studies that and the economic analysis by various people. If you shut off ethanol today, it'd have a far greater impact than any of the turmoil that's currently occurring in the Middle East and North Africa, because we're a bigger source. Most people don't understand this, and I know you do, so I'm preaching to the choir, but most people don't understand that if we were a country, the American ethanol industry, that's made right here in the Midwest, would be the second largest provider to the United States in transportation fuel, second only to Canada. And that would have a huge impact, and yet there are members of Congress, mostly from oil states, that are out there trying to basically put a stop to our industry, and which just continues our addiction to foreign oil. I think you've seen here today, there's a lot of exciting developments that are ongoing. People in rural America are innovators. They understand what needs to be done. They've stepped up to the plate, and they're willing to do more.
So let me ask you the question. As a witness, are we 5 to 10 years away from advanced biofuels, or are we about 6 to 15 months away?
Well, you know, it depends on who you ask. But again, there's a lot of innovation out there, Joanna. And if you remove those barriers that we talk about a lot in our industry, that cap on how much can go into your car, currently capped at 10%. The barriers to having the cars that can burn higher blends, like flex fuel vehicles in flex pumps so that the consumer can make the choice at the pump. You remove those barriers and you'll see this industry expand even more into next generation, whether it's cellulose, whether it's algae like here, whether it's being creative and capturing the entire carbon footprint of this plant by feeding it to algae and creating other byproducts. All that will take place if you have a marketplace. Just take the chains off. Let us succeed.
So, Tom, for these consumers who are going to struggle with these gas prices, you know, for some families, just the summer alone can raise their fuel prices by $8.75. What is the biggest piece of advice you have for this consumer before they head to the gas pump, whether it's this weekend or Monday morning?
Call your congressman. Call your senator. Tell them it's time that we had common sense energy policy that really tries to make a difference into the future. Now's the time. Congress will be coming back home for the next 2 weeks over the Easter recess, meeting with their constituents. Go see them. Go talk to them. Send them an email. Give them a call. Write them a letter and say, let's finally, America, get serious about getting off our addiction to foreign oil. You know, Joanna, we send over $1 billion a day $1 billion a day out of this country for our addiction to foreign oil. And if you want to translate that cost back to the consumer, that's the equivalent of $1,000 a year for every man, woman, and child in America that we pay a tribute to some other foreign country for that addiction to foreign oil. As gas prices go up, that number goes up. We've seen gas prices rise over almost a dollar a gallon in the past year. And again, as you started out this interview, the likelihood of them going further.
And Tom, for those people who don't feel that they're savvy and they don't know how to talk to their politicians, Growth Energy has resources for them.
Absolutely.
And they can join Growth Force, correct? So if you could just talk for just a minute, you know, 30 seconds on what kind of resources you have for them.
Absolutely, Joanna. We have a membership called Growth Force. Anyone can join. It's free. Go to our website, www.growthenergy.org, and you can follow the links to sign up. And we'll provide you all kinds of talking points and resources to communicate with opinion leaders, policy makers, your neighbors, your family, whomever. But what we're trying really to do is educate the American consumer about what the options are out there that can really benefit this nation.